Blog Talk Radio.
We're done.
that song when you... When you... When you played that song and you put it on almost full throttle, oh my goodness. but then on top of that, put headsets on. Oh, wow. It's very powerful. Still today, we are the world. We are the ones to make that change. And by one, we all can make the difference in so many ways of helping people. Could be the homeless mission. It could be helping elderly people. It could be helping people on this show that are dealing with loss and loss of a loved one. It could be a million of things. Just giving someone a smile at the grocery store. You might not have any idea what that could do for somebody. Amazing things can happen. And so the number to call in, 347-884-8245, Chuck Bergman, the psychic cop, and angel messenger Marilyn Posick together on one show, taking your calls. Amazing, amazing. Both of them are amazing by themselves, and I truly mean that. And I've heard them for years now. You have amazing just connections and help to people, because that's what it's all about, is help, help. So so the number's there. Press the one on the phone, and please go and visit the GoFundMe link that is for our homeless mission, where we help people less fortunate than ourselves. Please give love tonight, okay? We're going to dedicate the first week of each month, which we're right in right now, to really serving others. That's what I do. That's my mission. That's the legacy I want to leave. I put 9 years into it so far, and I'm going to keep doing it until it's time for me to cross over through that white light into the light. That's why I named the show Journey into the Light. So the link is there. Please consider clicking on it, donating. I'm going to be back in like 1 minute here with all of you and our guests. Okay, we are back. Beautiful song. by Benny Hester. If you want to play it later, just we'll be playing it tomorrow with the Media Michelle show tomorrow, 9 o'clock Eastern time. And now let's go and bring on our guest here for the show. Let's welcome Chuck Bergman to the show and Marilyn Posick. Welcome, guys, back to Journey to the Light.
Good evening,
Michael,
everyone.
How you doing?
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Chuck. Hi, Michael. Happy May Day to everyone out there.
Yes. Happy May Day.
Oh, man, I'd like to go back to We Are the World again. Do you know that was written by Michael Jackson? But,
right.
Well, what a beautiful song. Lionel Richie, Stevie Wonder, Paul Simon, Kenny Rogers. My man Ray Charles was in it. And I swear I heard the backup singer and it sounded just like Melvin. I'm not sure if it was him or not.
I don't know if he was there, but I know what you mean.
a lot of effort went into that one.
Yeah, it's still relevant today, you know, and in so many ways, you know, we can make the change in the world. And yeah, I love that song. Very powerful. So how was your all weekend?
Mine was good.
Any pizza?
I didn't have any pizza. No. I had calzone. That counts, right?
That's pizza. Just pizza rolled up into a ball. That's all it is.
Yeah. Well, I had pizza last night, but of course my son works for Domino's, so it's pretty easy to get one.
That's cheating.
That's cheating. No, it's in the rules.
Yeah, take care of that first.
Yeah, right. He actually, you know, they can do, you know, get one pizza a night. And so he'll go back there and before he leaves and make his own pizza. And he knows exactly the way we used to order them with all this different ingredients on there. And anyway, he just does a great job making it. So it's good. Good to have kids in the right places, right?
It does.
Right.
Well, before we get to callers, two things. Now, Marilyn, did you know that, I know Chuck and I, we talk about PD Live a lot on this show, but did you know one of the places that they show, one of the locations there in Phoenix?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. I thought about you this weekend. I thought, you know, Chuck and I have never told you that. But, yeah, they get quite a bit of action there.
Wow.
Yeah, including, Chuck, did you see this weekend's edition of...
I did. That was very, very... Yeah.
Yeah. That car that drove off and they were going up to 100 miles an hour, chased live on TV.
And I think we had two different police departments in one night where they did simple traffic stops. And this is worth hearing, Marilyn. Both vehicles, the guys had in the vehicle AK-47s.
Oh, yeah, that one.
I find that terrifying that, you know, these guys are riding around, they're high as a kite, and it wouldn't take much. You know, I got to tell you something. I was just down in Miami. I did a group reading down there 2 weekends ago. And when everything was over and people left and all, I was standing on the front doorstep talking to, you know, one of the people there, one of the ladies. And then to me, it was frightening. She said, "What are we doing out here? Let's go inside. Someone, you know, there could be a drive-by. We could be shot at. We could be shot at just standing on the front steps."
What?
Yeah, she said, that's all it takes in Miami. You're just being in the wrong place, wrong time. And I'm thinking, like, you know, where I live, my gosh, we sit out there on, you know, lawn chairs in the front at night if you want, you know. I just don't know what it's coming to. But, when you know, two different vehicles and people didn't have driver's licenses or anything, and yet they've got AK-47s. That's very scary.
Yeah, they were like, well, nothing's going on here. And then the cops saw it and they were like, yeah, right. And one guy had his foot on that AK. And like the policeman was saying, you know, when he first shows up, he just got, what does he have, Chuck? What kind of gun? It's just a small one, but I don't know what kind, but
I think it had 45, an extended clip with 45 bullets in it, ready to go. In a regular handgun, a semi-automatic with 45 bullets in it, ready to go. The police usually have 15 per clip.
Yeah,
so
it, a lot.
You know, I don't know what it's coming
smaller.
To.
Yeah, they got such huge bullets too that can penetrate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so. I'm kind of, you know, glad that they, you know, the police got angry and just I got angry myself watching that. And, I was telling my son, we're watching that, and I said, you know, you just don't know who's driving next to you anymore. I mean,
I know.
They don't have licenses. They're all on pot. I mean, or drunk. I mean.
And they've got more money than all of us, and they don't work.
Right. Yeah, they're all in money and bands and everything. And and they all have anywhere from 2 to 4 scales in their car.
Now they're on a diet. They're on a
yeah.
diet.
Yeah, and with the grinder. Like, what the hell?
You know, you've heard us talk about the show, but I'm also interested in the technology behind all of that. You know how they're having live cameras and audio and everything that's going on. I mean, I would think for the directors, it's a nightmare to put together a show like that, but every week they pull it off without a problem usually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they get better and better at it.
They do.
Is
yes.
the Phoenix episode on every week too, or what?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They have about 6 different departments. So they go wherever the action is, but they definitely have a very active Phoenix, and they're on there almost every night, right, Chuck?
Yeah, they are. They're very active.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That one guy, I forget his name, that was chasing that car around, he's really well-known on the show. I mean, he's...
Yeah, that's he's, Trooper Casey.
Yeah.
Trooper Casey. He used to work on a small department up in Massachusetts.
Really?
And then he transferred over, you know, state police.
Oh,
and
wow.
he's kind of a movie star now. Everyone loves him.
Yeah.
He is funny.
Right. He is. He was so, like, he's just, like, running up there with the stop sticks, you know, and then the car moved on, so he's running back in the car. It is so, you know, it's just, I don't know, I get a kick out of it. Because, you know, because you see it live in action and from the car, you know, and you hear that
yeah.
engine roar and they're just gunning it. And it's a totally different perspective. From.
I know. And it might be educational for Marilyn, too, if she's seeing what's going on, you know, in her area. So, you know, we live sheltered, quiet, private little lives, and you have no idea what's going on right in your own backyard.
Yeah. I don't want you to get too scared, Marilyn, so I don't know if
I know.
It's good to watch or not. It's best to be in denial or what?
It's the best show ever to sit and have a beer and a pizza. That's the best way to do it.
I'll
there
stick to
go.
My Lifetime Marilyn. Movies. Thank you very
no.
much.
Marilyn's like, hell no, I ain't watching that.
You guys are crazy.
We are a little bit, yeah. I will admit that. we like to have fun. But yeah. Anyway. I guess we should see who's on the phones here and invite folks in. How's that sound?
Let's do it.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right, let's bring our first call. Let's bring Kevin on into the show. Welcome, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing tonight, Kevin?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good. How can we help you tonight, hon?
I'm just trying to see if I can get a reading.
Do you have a specific question?
Not necessarily. You know, just I've seen Chuck before, and I've a couple times now. He's pretty awesome.
Chuck's a good guy.
Oh, thank you, everyone.
When he's not talking about PD Live.
Have you seen me? Where have you seen me, Kevin?
We seen you at Spirit University, and then
okay. You know what? I know a little too much, Kevin. Don't say anymore. Don't say anymore. I'll tell you why. I'd like for Marilyn to see what she can pick up on this, okay?
Okay, I got it.
Because, you know, we've got a history, and I'd really like for her to do it.
Right. Yeah,
I'm glad you called in, Kevin. I'm glad you called in.
I gotcha. Yeah, it's good to hear from you.
Same. Yeah, it's really nice to hear from you. You're sounding better, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, a little bit better. Just busy working.
Yeah. Marilyn, would you like to try and do a little, make it more of a mediumship
Kevin,
this time?
Sure. Kevin, if you got a specific question that would help me with the direction, since we're only taking one question tonight.
Well, I don't know how detailed you want my question to be. Just mainly trying to reach through to my son.
Okay. The first thing I'm getting, your son is crossed over, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And was there water connected with his death?
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. It wasn't expected. It was like a tragic accident. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay. And why am I getting the number 8 with him? How old was he when he passed, or when was his birthday?
He was 7 when he passed, and he just turned 8.
Okay.
Recently, a couple weeks ago,
resonates with me. Because he's showing me the number 8 and he's showing me celebration. So if he just turned 8 as in a birthday, that works for me. He wants to let you know he's okay. And he's very, very sorry that he passed so abruptly. I don't feel like it was a drowning. I'm getting like a lot of blood. Was he cut or something, or a knife or something?
Yeah, the propeller got him.
Okay. And he wants you to know that he's doing really well and that he's happy. And he's hoping that brings some comfort to you. He can see and sense that you're suffering. And he says it's still going to take you a while. Are you married, Kevin?
Yes.
How's your wife doing, please?
She's doing okay. I mean, we live day by day now.
Yeah, he's given me, like, he's really concerned about his mother. Is she in a worse place than you are, as far as his passing?
We have our moments, you know, we're like a roller coaster ride, both of us, so.
Yeah, I'm very, very sorry for your loss, dear. I know it's really hard. He wants you to think, was birthdays a big deal for your family?
Yeah, we did a big celebration of life for him.
Okay. He wants me to tell you, like, when his birthday just passed, like, he wants you to remember the fond memories of birthdays. And he says that will help lighten your mood. And I know it's
right.
Very, very hard when you lose somebody, especially a death of a child, because that's not in a natural progression of life. But he says the more you can remember the good times, did you guys bring out pictures of him?
Yeah, yes, we did.
Okay. He said if you can bring out pictures and remember the happy times, he said that he will be able to connect with you better. Do you feel like you connect with him now? Do you communicate with him at all?
I talk to him all the time.
Okay. Know that he hears you. And he said, if you can elevate your mood from time to time, like bringing up happy memories, fond memories, the good times, the celebrations, he said that will help clear and lift the fog that you have over you due to the grief, and you'll be able to connect with him even stronger.
I got you.
Okay. Chuck, do you have anything for Kevin?
No, you did an excellent job. It was a boating accident, and I remember this happening while I was doing a group over in Sarasota, Florida. Kevin and his wife later had phone reading with me, and I kind of felt a little uneasiness with you at the end of that reading, Kevin. And I was kind of worried that maybe you were going to give up on the mediumship part of it. I don't know if it was not as powerful as the first reading, or I don't know what was going on. Are you aware of what I'm talking about with all that?
Yeah, kind of know. I'm not much of a phone person. I felt better when I met you in person. But, yeah, it was a good reading, either one of them.
Okay, maybe that's what I was sensing, but I was a little worried that maybe you were going to go off the deep end or give up on communicating with him and everything. And while Marilyn was talking, I was getting, we don't want to shortchange your other children either, that, you know, they're trying to deal with this in their own way.
Right.
You know, I assume he was big brother to them. And
yes,
when that
definitely.
He becomes like the protector, he's the one everyone looks up to, and now he's gone, you know, everything shifts, everything changes. So I'm trying to tell you, you know, they're certainly, they need your leadership, and I'm sure your wife does too. You were the most, I'll never forget being in front of the group, and, you know, the readings were moving along, and then all of a sudden I was drawn to your side of the room.
Man,
and you just looked like
that was really strong.
Yeah, and you look like the most perfect couple in America sitting there holding hands, and, you know, and I had no idea where the reading was going to go, and it was, you know, certainly difficult for me,
yeah.
And it's stayed with me every day since that afternoon where it all happened, you know. So I can't even come close to what you're feeling and what you're going through. But your son is letting me know. What was his first name? I know it.
That's Cash.
Cash, that's right. He's letting me know that he's seen you recently, very recently, where you were dad once again. You were the dad he remembered. And he's saying he stood next to you and felt really good to have you there as a dad, as the leader, as the protector and all that. And he wants to see more of those days if you're able to do that. Is the name May going to go anywhere? The name M-A-Y, May? I want a female name. And it's going to be very close to that. May?
No.
Mary would be stretching it.
No, I mean, I know somebody with the last name of Mays.
Mays, that would work for me too. And are they close to you? Is there a reason why that would come up?
No, I'm not really close to them. I mean, I've known them for a long time. But we talk maybe once a month.
Okay, but there might be a reason why your son, and even once a month, believe me, I have a lot of friends that I don't talk to even close to that often. But there's always a reason, you know. Why your son would... did someone break a toy recently, very recently, break one of their toys?
Yeah, it would be my youngest. He's always throwing toys and breaking them.
Yeah, well, Cash is holding the broken toy and kind of laughing about it. But he wants you to know that it's just him talking about being around the home. And I feel like the floor is real wet from something happening. Does that make sense to you?
That'd be his little brother pulling his diaper off some can off the floor.
Yeah, that would be wet. That would be wet. not what I was envisioning. Little Cash is bending over at the waist laughing on that one, just so you know. He's bending over laughing at that.
Okay.
But he did tell me, he says, even though it sounds like, you know, what we were going through on the phone right now, he said there are nights when it's pure noise over there, and he has to cover his ears, you know. But the whole idea is he wants you to know he's around in the spirit world. He can be anywhere in the world he wants to be. He's traveling at the speed of light, and he chooses to be around you, Mom, and the home itself. Did someone drop off a Bible recently? Would that make sense?
We actually, not recently, but we've had a few people send us a few Bibles, but wasn't recently.
Okay, you know, depends on what you call recently. But I want to add to that, because I feel like maybe the wife is maybe starting to read the Bible, look into the Bible, and hopefully you are too, because there would be.
She's the reader in our family.
Okay, let's go back to Cash. I just want to see. When he was here, did he like the show Survivor? Does someone watch it? Because I'm seeing that logo on the screen.
Oh, his grandma is big on that show.
Grandmother? I even like that because it's when that is on TV, he does like it. He does watch it, probably with grandma. I mean, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I'm actually seeing the logo from him, but, if I'm seeing it, then that's kind of cool. He's also showing me a large knife now, and I feel like this knife might be carried in a unconventional way, like maybe a strap, a shoulder holster, or I can't figure out what this is all about. Is there a knife that you carry, like in a different manner than most people would?
No. I mean, not that I can think of.
I don't know where else to go with this. It almost looks like a shoulder holster that I'm seeing, but I feel more like a knife is in it than a weapon.
I know I've been doing some remodel work, but I've been using the razor knife. So I haven't done nothing but with a holster or nothing like that.
If it did have a holster, if you put it on your belt, that would really work for me. It's on that idea that I'm seeing what he's calling a knife. He's saying, no, there is a big knife, a big knife.
You know what you're saying? His older brother was just asking if he can get a knife just today he was mentioning to me about a knife.
Well,
and wanting a knife or something. Bring that up.
Well, Cash is saying no to that he feels it would be kind of a dangerous thing.
Right.
Or
he
couldn't use it on someone else, or he could get hurt himself. And he's waving his finger back and forth saying, no, it's all about safety now. And you got to think these things through. He's saying that he doesn't want his brother to have that knife. And he was there watching it all happen, just so you know. That's the only reason he's bringing it up tonight.
Yeah, that got brought up today, 3 or 4 hours ago.
Wow. You know what intrigues me the most is how he can find me at my in my office here, find Marilyn. And Marilyn, you did a superb job not knowing anything with Kevin.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sitting here going, oh, wow, if you only knew.
Yeah, I wish you guys lived closer to me.
I do, too. And if I head out that way, I've got your information in the computer. I can always give you a heads up if I head out that way, and I never know. I never know.
In Sarasota, Bradenton area.
Yeah, which it really wasn't that bad of a drive for me, really. There were some wonderful people there, I have to admit. I had a really good time. I was there for about 4 days or 3 days and truly, truly enjoyed the area.
And passed your name on to a few other of my people I know that are grieving parents also.
Oh, good. Thank you. And you know it helps. That's what this is all about. It's knowing that they're okay. That's really what it's all about. He's got something else.
It's the only thing that gives us hope.
Now, the only thing I'm getting with Mom, with your wife, is I feel like she's sleeping a little too much. She's always – I feel like I want to get her back up on her feet again.
Yeah.
And I can understand her really taking it hard.
Trying to get back to who she used to be. But, yeah, you're right. She does sleep a lot.
Yeah, people – I don't know if you heard the opening of the show where Michael and I were talking about what they're doing in the country and even, young men riding around with AK-47s. And then you had something – through fun that turned in such a tragedy. There's no way that should have turned into a tragedy, and it did. So couple that with what these people are doing out there, looking for trouble, and they're probably going to find it. But look how permanent it is once the trouble happens. You can't undo it. You can't go back. Something about letters and really big letters. Where did you get them? He wants to know the big letters.
Mom just put his name in big letters above in our living room, but it's through our a kitchen window that sees into the kitchen.
She's
got it mounted above the window.
He's jumping up and down, so make sure she hears that I said that, okay? He loves it. He loves it.
And she made it really pretty. And that was one thing her mom really little bit too. She said the same thing. Oh, that's a good one. You hit home on that one.
It's funny because I'll even be talking to you and he still moves. He eases his energy in and shows me more. I think I told you, you know, I just started boating when I met you guys, and then and I go out with my 12-year-old son, but I talked to him about, you know, what happened while I was in Sarasota with you, and you know, he wears a life vest every time now, and he won't do any bow riding.
My son was right at that age where he didn't have to, and I wish I would have made him wear it anyways.
He's a beautiful child. When I get to experience him, it's like I step into the energy, I step into the soul. And as much as I love my son, I'll tell you, Cash is a close runner up. He's got an amazing youthfulness. And you know, some kids don't want to talk to you. Some kids are a little, you know, like shy or uninteresting. That's not Cash. He's like one in a million. He's totally different.
Right. I totally agree.
A very, very special kid. Let me just see if he's got any more because, okay, he's saying he knows he can't stay in too long, but he wants to say his goodbye to you. And I don't know what this means. He says, if you're looking for him, he's hiding in the tall grass. I hope that means something.
Okay.
you know when hunters and they're doing their thing and they, oh, you know, you see them pull the grass apart and you see they're looking at the ducks or whatever it is they're hunting. That's what I just saw Cash doing. Is there any high grass or any reason for him to have fun with it like that?
Not that I can think of. I mean, I do a lot of work and there's always like nature preserves next door or something, but that's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, that has the right feel to it, Kevin. Like, if you know, tall grass, and he's laying in the grass, almost like a soldier would lay on the ground, and then when they part it with their hands and they're looking at what everyone's doing, and then they let it close so they're not spotted. So right. I almost feel like he's outside watching either you and the kids, you know, his brothers and sisters, or whatever he's doing. I feel he's watching them from a place where there'd be high grass for him to hide in.
Okay, maybe my neighbor's house is real high grass. They'll take care of the property.
Okay, and you know what? There'll probably be something that you'll fall into place. And I'm sure this happened with the first reading I gave you where some of it you didn't understand and then later...
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
It hits you on top of the head.
Thinking.
Yeah, and I know when I see certain things and laying in the grass like that and parting it so you can see out is it's very, you know, very, very vivid to me, so... I know there's something there.
I just got the chills.
Did you? I got to say it. Damn, you're sounding better, Kevin, and I'm glad.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
You're a hell of a dad.
I have my moments. I cried it all out today already.
Yeah, they say it. That part may never go away, too, you know, and I can understand it.
Well, it never ends, you know. It's just like I try to be strong for everybody else, and it just catches up to you.
It does, it does, and it, you know, to me it sounds.
It comes in roller coasters too, and it comes out of nowhere. Anything can set it off—a song or anything, you know.
A song, people, TV can set it off, you know.
Yeah, I totally agree.
You see a boat and a kid on it, and you go, "There you go again," you know. I know how it is. I've never lost anyone like that, thank goodness, but. You know, I know about reminders are the worst things for you. Just as you think you're kind of like putting it in the background in your brain, there are reminders that'll make it very hurtful.
I totally agree.
I'll tell you, thank you for
your time, Chuck.
You, your family, and certainly Cash are going to be in my prayers for the next few weeks. So I'm just so excited that I got to hear. I was in a good mood tonight anyway, but then to hear your voice just kind of did it. You know, it really made me feel great. It's good to hear
awesome.
Your voice,
well,
Kevin.
I appreciate everybody, and I think, is it Melinda?
Marilyn,
okay. Well, I thank Marilyn as well.
You're most welcome, dear.
Kevin, if you could hold on for just a minute. I know we talked briefly on Facebook, you know, this afternoon, and I know you were calling in. I definitely want to get you in, the first caller. But and this might be of help to others listening. I've had a loss, and I want to bring up a couple of things and then have Chuck and Marilyn kind of talk about it. So I know that, you know, sometimes when there's a loss that, you know, people will blame themselves for the accident. Okay. I felt the same way when my mom died next to me in the car and we kind of glanced a dog and I thought, what if I missed that dog and my mom didn't hear that bump and she wouldn't have had that heart attack at the moment. But I later realized it was her time to go and I didn't do anything wrong. Is that correct, you guys, Chuck, Marilyn? Is that?
Yeah, what I understand is, you know, and there's a lot of belief out there that we sign contracts when we are born, when we go into the body, we are told this is going to be your fate. This is what's going to happen. And it may sound like, well, why would you sign up for that? It's because when you're a spirit and you want to come into the body, the reason you come into the body is to experience love, hate, touch, feel, all the things that we feel in the human body that a spirit may not really experience unless they're in this body. So when the spirit is assigned to the body and you go into it, that's another experience. And even, I hate to say this, but even Kevin and his wife knew that when they came into this life, that later on they would have a child that would pass away at an early age and that they would have to experience all the suffering and everything. And then you go, well, why would anyone sign up for it then if you know that's what you're coming into? And the reasoning is that we all want to be God-like. We want to be as much like God as possible. And the only way you could be like him is to experience all the things that he's put here on earth. So, you know, think of what some people have signed up for. You know, they come here and they're pretty awful people and then they exit the body. And I'm going to say one more thing about that real quick. I've done readings for even serial killers. I've had my phone light up at night where I'm getting ready to do a reading. And one in particular that was chilling said, Texas Death Row. And I had to give a reading to a woman that was responsible for killing her own two children. And the two children came through and everything was done like a normal reading, like there was no murder, like, you know, it was just a mom talking to her two children. Because, and that made me feel like, well, when it's her time to go, she may not be held accountable to the children, really. It may have been like that was her assignment this lifetime for whatever reason. So I think there are forces that we don't understand with all this that go a lot deeper than even what I'm talking about. But the signing up and making agreements, I've heard from many, many people. So, and
there's
we'll see Marilyn's take
on
it.
I don't either.
There's a lot of it, Kevin, I don't get.
Mm-hmm. And I know from speaking to Kevin earlier, I know he feels bad about what happened and like, you know, I should have been there to prevent it. And I understand that in a way, you know, because I felt the same way with my mom, but you know, I guess the point I'm, and it's natural to feel that way, but I just want to help Kevin in some way to get over the pain somewhat that, hey, you know, as hard as it is to say it, it was his time to go. And
I'm trying
unfortunately,
to believe it wasn't an accident. I mean, I still live with it on my shoulders every day. And it's not bad as it used to be. And I don't punish myself as much as I used to. But,
that's good.
You know, every day is a challenge. And it's a never-ending challenge. And, you know, certain times of the day you just want to give up, but I got my other kids and my wife to stay strong for, and cash coming through does give me hope, and I mean
good.
It does help a lot, and knowing that he's with us and he gives us
and keep doing
he gives
this and
us
keep...
advice and he helps us, he tells us things that we need to do and stuff,
and keep away from the drugs and alcohol and keep doing it this way and it'll be. And you will work through it. You will work through it.
Yeah, we're one day at a time.
And that's the other thing I wanted to get out there to everybody. And I know I spoke a little bit about this to Kevin too. And you know, the one thing that helped me a lot was I wanted to know where my parents went, and really that was one of the big reasons I started this show, so I could interview as many mediums as I could to find out about the other side. And that's why I attach myself to some mediums like Chuck.
That's the only thing that's given me hope. I'm gonna be honest with you.
But the other thing I would hope you would do, which helped me, Kevin, was when I picked up many years ago a book from Daniel Brinkley, who had a near-death experience. He was actually dead for over 20 minutes, struck by lightning. And when I read what he experienced on the other side, because I thought, you know, is my mom, my dad in pain? Are they in hell? Are they? And I read what he saw, what he experienced, which was pure joy, you know. And so that might help. And I know you said your wife is the reader, and it might help pick up a book and see what joy that your son is living right now. He's happy. He wants you to be happy. And the last story I want to share with you, Kevin, and everybody else that's listening, is I remember interviewing a guy who had a near-death experience, and he was on the operating table, and he died on the operating table. And when he crossed over to the other side of the hospital, he could see his wife, and his wife was just told that her husband had died, and she fell to the floor. She was crying, and he so wanted to tell her that his words was, "I'm fine, I'm better than ever. I feel great." And the thing he didn't want her to do, the people that are left, is for her to cry and be sad. He wanted her to be happy, just like my parents want me to be happy and to go through the rest of my life what I need to do. And the same with you, Kevin, and your wife. I'm not a medium, but these are things I've learned along the way. So I don't know.
I totally
Kevin,
understand.
I'm getting a really strong message for you. Have you tried writing things down, like your feelings, your thoughts?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
But my wife does.
I would highly suggest you do it too. I'm getting this feeling for you really, really strong. Invest in getting yourself a spiral notebook, because you got to start letting that stuff come out. You can't hold it within. I have lost every member of my family. And
wow.
I found by writing things down that, you know, it would help me express. And just as you were saying earlier today, I don't feel like we ever get over it. We just find a way to cope. And I know here in the Phoenix area a couple years ago, a lady let her 3 kids go with her ex-husband flying for Thanksgiving, and within a few minutes of takeoff, the plane crashed into a mountain and killed everybody on board. And I think it took her about a year, but now she's written a book and she does a lot of speaking engagements. And I feel like, you know, I know a tragedy, everything that Chuck said, I totally agree with, and I will just add that everything happens for a reason. Some of the reasons are really good. Some are horrendous. And, you know, as Chuck was saying, we don't know why that happens to us or to them. But everything does have a divine purpose. And as Michael was saying, I have found great comfort in learning that we all do go to heaven and that we are all okay and that they are in a very, very loving place. And that's what I have found has helped me be able to connect and help others connect by helping people raise their vibration. That's why I was suggesting getting pictures out or bringing up fond memories, because that helps raise your energy, your vibration, so you're able to connect with him easier. But if you get yourself a spiral notebook and just start writing things, and it doesn't have to make sense. It could just be words here and there or thoughts or feelings just to get them out.
Right.
And I also want to tell you, I think Michael said you're on Facebook. If you want to friend me, I do a live video on Facebook every Tuesday night, Coping with Grief and Loss. And there's a lot of people that joins me on there, and you're welcome to just listen, or you're welcome to, you know, put in questions or comments and everything.
Sure. No, I'll find you on there.
Okay. Yeah.
On my front page, you'll see Marilyn on the front page, and it's got her website and info.
Okay. Yeah, I'll definitely look it up.
And listen, Cash said he wants to leave on a good note, so I hope this is accurate. He wants you to know he's going to go to the wedding. So who's getting married?
That's a good question.
Marissa.
Oh, Marissa. Her cousin.
Okay, because he said
his cousin.
All right. He knows about it because he's showing me the engagement ring and he's talking about the wedding. He wants to go and he wants you to think of him, quote, as a big boy now. So think of it that way. So he's interested in that kind of stuff.
Well,
and hello to your
guys.
Wife. I thought I heard her voice. I didn't realize she was on the line with us. Hello.
She's in the background, yeah.
Okay. But yeah,
well,
he knows about
guys.
The wedding. He knows about the wedding, so.
All right. Well, I appreciate you guys' time.
Okay.
I'll
it's been
try to tune in next time.
Okay, Kevin. Glad you're here. Yeah.
Take good care,
man. Even hearing other people get readings is very healing for you, and it's very healing for Cash also.
Oh, yeah. I understand.
We're heading in a good direction.
Thank you for your time.
Loved it. Love talking to you. Take care.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
All right. Take care, Kevin. All right. Much love to you, you and your wife. Yeah. And I know we stayed on that call long, but, you know, I just, when he started talking to me this afternoon on Facebook, and I could, you know, he told me a little bit of the story and his pain, and I just, any way we could help. And I know many people listening will get help from that too, so, yeah. But, okay, well, let's move on to our next caller then. Let's go to our good friend Susan from Alabama. Welcome, Susan.
Hi.
Hi, Susan. How are you doing this evening?
Good. I just had to take a deep breath. What an amazing call and reading both of you gave to Kevin. And I'll be sending prayers to him and his wife as well. So.
Well, thank you for that.
It was
beautiful, and in fact, when Cash chimed in at the end and said he'd be at the wedding, I'm like, oh, he could come to my wedding because my fiance and I are getting married in December. It's like he can come to our wedding; that would be lovely.
Well, let him know that.
But yes,
you just did.
That was actually. That was going to be my question for tonight. In fact, my fiance is listening in another room on the laptop, but we have both lost loved ones and we're really getting down to planning our wedding and was wondering if they had any messages for us as we are on this journey to December.
I'm getting, hold on a minute. Is your mother's mother passed?
Yes.
And did she like to dance?
I'm not sure.
Who's crossed over that likes to dance? Because I'm getting the message really defined, like make sure you have a lot of dancing there.
It might very well be her.
That's the direction I am being led, either your mother or her mother. And they went... They're telling you to have a lot of dancing, a lot of laughter, a lot of fun, and that she will be there with you in spirit, and she'll help. She said she will help lead the orchestra for you. How cute is that? And
she was
did
big.
She have a dog, or is there a dog in spirit?
There are several dogs in spirit that were mine.
I'm getting a black dog.
That wouldn't be mine. I'm not sure.
There's a black dog that's in spirit that is with you a lot.
It might be my fiance's.
Okay. That works
too,
for me.
I'm not. Okay.
And was this dog, was it really sickly at the end? Do you know?
I don't know.
because what I see him doing is just jumping up and down. He's really, really happy now, and he's not sickly anymore. And the feeling that I get is that he didn't like being like that sick or not being able to get around, jump around and everything. So now he's just jumping all around, and know he will be with you in spirit as well at the wedding.
Oh, I'll tell Mark. Yeah.
And I really, really, I like this reunion. You guys are going to have a really good life.
Oh.
You guys are definitely meant for one another, and you're going to have a very, very good, fun-filled life. And I'm getting, like, the wedding, just make sure that you fill it with a lot of fun, a lot of laughter, a lot of joy, a lot of love.
Okay.
Chuck, do you have anything?
Yeah, I was more enjoying what you had to say. I wasn't trying. I did, you know what I did get, though, and I thought it was kind of funny? It was from a lady, and I'm seeing a wine barrel. And I don't know if it just means she really loved her wine or had plenty of wine on hand. I don't know what that meant. But the old wooden wine barrel came in. And, you know, it's not very much, but it's still just a positive feeling toward it. Now, are you going to be near the ocean with this wedding, reception, the wedding?
No.
I was just seeing, like, shoreline or... and then I felt like higher ground behind it.
Well, it's going to be kind of in North Alabama, so away from the coast, but it's down in a cove, and there's a cave there that has like a 20-foot waterfall that we're planning on going down and exploring while we're there.
That would really work. That would really work, because I was going to say I couldn't describe the area because it almost felt like a mountain behind me. And yet I'm also at the seashore because I'm feeling like the massive amount of water. I wish I'd seen the waterfall. Sometimes it's very poor video work that they do on the other side where you don't get the true picture of what you want, you know. It's weird. Some do it really good. Some kind of mess it up a little. I don't know what this is. Why am I feeling like, Susan, that this is going to be the year to have it? Everything is good. And I feel like if we tried it last year or the year before, I feel like illness would have been a problem with someone major, one of the major players in the wedding. And it's good that we're doing it this year because it's all going to work out perfectly.
That would be his father. He actually passed away last year.
Well, he'll be there in spirit. You can count on that because I didn't understand what that was all about, but he's actually doing a little shuffle for me now. let's see. Hold on, because I know Mark is listening. Hi, Mark. while you're looking at the computer, he's got his hand on top of your head, and it's just making me feel like the bond between you and your dad. You're still his little boy, even though you're getting married. So let's see. You... With the passing of the dad, I really don't understand what he's giving me. I feel he was really impatient at the end of his life, very impatient, like either let me know what's wrong, fix what's wrong. I just feel very impatient with him. Would that make sense?
Yeah, he had to wear one of those defibrillator vests.
Oh, okay.
He had a heart attack and was in a rehab facility and had to wear that one of those vests. And he would have rather been at home.
Sure, and it makes me feel that while he was away from home, he was like rather edgy the whole time. And so his choices was to get to go back home again. And by going over to the other side, you immediately get to go wherever you want to go. In fact, most people, when they exit the body, one of the first things they do are visit the ones that they love the most. They visit them right away. And a lot of people report seeing them or feeling them around or knowing that they're around. But he's letting me know. Every day he's there, and he loves the smell of breakfast. You can ask Mark if that means anything.
Okay.
he popped that in while I was speaking. He loves the smell of breakfast. So as long as he's not cooking it, does that mean he didn't do any cooking or?
His wife probably did most of the cooking.
Okay. He's just having, you know, toying around with that a little. Also, something about the wedding and children's gifts are okay, and I don't know what that means. Whoa, does that mean we might have a baby coming into the play or something, or there's already a baby?
We don't have a baby.
Okay, well, why is he saying for wedding gifts, children's presents are appropriate, will be okay?
Well, we both have childlike spirits, so would that be...
Nope.
No? Okay.
I think something's going to happen between now and the wedding that the children's gifts, remember I told you that later on, okay?
Okay.
Children's gifts will be appropriate is what Mark's dad was saying, you know, so... There aren't enough lines on a sheet of paper, he's telling me. I don't know what this is. Do either you or Mark work in a situation where you're doing some kind of reports and you need longer sheets of paper, longer?
Well, he owns a restaurant and is working on opening a second, and I'm a nurse, so possibly.
I almost feel, how about the menus at the restaurant? Does he have to go to larger menus, do you know, longer?
They are long. Uh-huh.
Okay, that's the long that he's showing me. I didn't know what it was. We're still with Mark's dad, and he does want to give him hugs and a lot of love. He really does love him, and he's doing a big thumbs up for the progress he's making with the restaurant, and I feel it's going to be smooth sailing. And
okay.
I don't want to say this, but I'm going to. He's going to love his little boy, his son. He's going to love him. So I'm just going to – I didn't say that, but we'll see what happens later. You got to email me. Let me know later, okay?
Right. He's probably downstairs with a red face.
Wow. What a
– I mean, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I've had him be right on when it comes to talking about children coming in and stuff like that, so – let's see, I don't think I'm going to get much more out of him, but I do have something odd, and I don't know what this is. Remember the trapeze and the acrobat guy would just hang from the trapeze and, you know, he's just hanging there? That's what I'm getting a picture of from Mark's dad. Any clue what that would be all about? Is anyone a gymnast or anything like that in the family?
No, but Mark did fall off of a tire swing recently.
Well, you know, that's the same idea. It's like the trapeze guy and the swinging and the...
Uh-huh.
You know, they got to show me
the
something.
The whole thing just fell out of the tree.
That's what his dad knows about it. His dad's laughing about it. He's just trying to give me an image that would kind of resemble. And when you see someone hanging, like say they're up in the air and they're just hanging there, it's a matter of time till you have to let go and you go down and fall anyway. And that was the feeling I got with that too. So I didn't know what had happened there, but Mark's dad just wants him to know that he was around when that happened and had one big laugh out of it. So he had a lot of fun with it.
We all did. Yeah, it was funny.
And one more silly statement in departing with you, and if this doesn't go anywhere, I'll kind of wonder why you did it to me. Just remember these words. You can't drive a car that doesn't have tires. What the heck does that mean?
I don't know. Mark is a car guy, so I don't know if he's thinking about buying a car that doesn't have tires. I don't know.
That'd be amazing if that's what that is. And I thought, what a crazy line for Dad to end with. But you can't drive a car that doesn't have tires. So if he's a car guy and he's looking like, especially at an old one that may not have tires
on
it.
But I do need new tires on my car, so it could be to me too.
Sure, it could be. It could be that. And if he's bringing it up and you've got bad tires, I'd do it right away.
Okay.
Don't wait on that
one. I'll do it this week. Yeah.
All right. And, he's so happy that Mark is connected with you, and he's giving you lots of love also. So I want to leave you with that and wish the both, you know, congratulations to both of you. It's going to be a fairy tale in the end. I can see it coming. Good for you too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. We done, Marilyn?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's it then. Okay, well, Susan, thanks for the call. I'm sorry. I thought there was going to be something else added in there. So take care, Susan.
Thanks, guys. And gal. Yeah.
Thank you.
Take care.
Have a great wedding, honey.
I'm jealous. It sounds like fun.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a great wedding.
Yeah, Susan is great. She's one of our new partners of our homeless mission with Jennifer Taylor and myself. So I'm very happy she's joined up with us. Yeah, yeah, very nice of her. Before we go to our next calls, do you guys, why don't you let the folks know how people can reach you? Marilyn, do you want to start?
Sure. Best way to get a hold of me is through my website, www.marilynposick, that's POSCIC.com. I am on Facebook, usually not on Mondays, though, but you can always private message me there, too. I'm the author of 3 books, which are listed on my website and available at Amazon. And I will be live on Facebook tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, helping people cope with grief and loss. And then Wednesday night, same time, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, talking all about angels. And for anybody here in the Phoenix area, I will be doing a class in person on Thursday, May the 11th at Scout and Molly's downtown. And it will be Healing with Angels in the Universe. So for those of you here in the Phoenix area, you like more information, just get a hold of me.
Okay, great. Chuckster?
Okay, you can find me at chuckbergman.com, and I have written 2 books. But if you take the books and count the chapters in both books, you'll find that there are more chapters in Marilyn's 3 books. So consider that later. Let's see, upcoming events. I do have, May 13th. Wow, we're talking 2 weeks. I'll be in Jacksonville at Spiritual Uplifts with my good friend Lynn. And June 18th, I'll be at Casadega doing the services there, doing readings also in Casadega just outside of Orlando. And Wednesday night, I'm extremely excited about this. I'll be going to see my mentor and good friend James Van Praagh here in Jacksonville. He's doing a show, and I haven't seen him in probably 6 or 7 years. So
wow.
Really looking forward to it, and I'm getting a lot of my friends on Facebook and everything saying that they're buying tickets too. So Wednesday night's going to be a very special night, and I can't wait to see James again. And I think that's about it. My books, my readings, whatever you want, everything's on the website, chuckbergman.com. Back to you, Michael.
Hi. Very good. Where's my applause button? For you,
no.
Chuck, on that one.
Yeah!
All right. You did good, Chuck.
James by himself, Chuck? Or is he with somebody?
He used to be with what's his name, doing past life regression, Dr. Many Lives, Many Masters, Dr. Brian Weiss.
Brian Weiss. Mm-hmm.
And I've seen the two together down in Miami, when they did their thing. And then I actually got to be at the table with them for meet and greet when it was all over. And it was amazing just being in their company. They're both highly respected in what they do. So. Yeah, but Wednesday he will be alone. Actually, Wednesday and Thursday for anyone in the Jacksonville area, and I'm sure it'll be a good night.
I once interviewed a guy for quite a number of shows in my very early days of the show, and he actually was trained by James and was very close friends with him. For I forget his name, gosh, but he was very good too. What is his name? Go ahead, Chuck.
I'm listed on James's website as a practitioner, but to get to that status, I had to give him a reading, and followed up by I had to give someone that he would choose randomly that I wouldn't know, and I'd give them a reading too, and then they would compare notes and decide whether or not I made the grade to be on his website as a practitioner. But that was a pretty heavy deal because it was early on in my development that I, you know, giving Jane one quick story with that I'll tell you because it's kind of funny. When he called on the Sunday for me to give him the reading after postponing with me about four times, I get him on the phone and I said, "Wow, I'm really nervous." And he goes, "Oh, don't be nervous, Chuck. Just make it like anyone else you're giving a reading to." He said, "I'm just like anyone else." I said, "Not really, James." I said, "Yesterday when I got off work, I came home, put my feet up, turned on television, and the TV show Hollywood Squares was on, and you were in the middle square. So how could I treat you like you're just an everyday character? You know, you're," I said, "you know, you're famous, well-known, and, you know, Hollywood Squares." I said, "but you can't get nervous when you do the readings. You have to just go ahead and give out what you're getting." And obviously I did a good job. He put me on the website and I've been on it for a good, I think, 25 years now.
Wow.
Wow, I didn't know it was that long. Wow. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah,
I know many years ago, James was here in town with Tony Stockwell and a bunch of us went to see him. And my friends were teasing me. They said, "Why is a medium going to see a medium?" And I said, "Well, you never quit learning."
Exactly why I go. I don't go to get a reading. It would be nice. But as many as I've gone to see and bought tickets for, I've never gotten one. But every time I go, especially with James, it seems like about 10 minutes in, he'll give such a beautiful reading that I go, "Wow, I already got my money's worth." Even if he walked off stage right now, I still got my money's worth.
Right.
I love seeing people healed from this, you know, no matter what. That's what I enjoy.
Yeah, I actually did a full week workshop with him and Tony Stockwell a couple years ago. That was very interesting.
I bet.
Okay, well, let's I wish I could remember that guy's name. Maybe I'll come up with it before we end the show. Okay, let's go to our next caller here. Again, we're here with Chuck Bergman and Marilyn Pasek, who are here each Monday on Journey into the Light. 9 o'clock Eastern Time is when we start. We're going to stay in Alabama. It's Alabama night. Go Tide. Let's bring Christy on to the show. Hey, Christy.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, such a beautiful night. I've been listening in on the show. Just actually kind of stepped into the latter part, and it was like I was so full of gratitude over the last two callers and to hear such beautiful wisdom and mercy and grace coming forth through the messages that were just like powerfully delivered. And I just really want to give thanks for that.
Thank you, Christy.
That was
very kind.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Yes, there was like a little bit that kept coming through for me, and I've written it down as you guys were speaking that message, and I just want to speak it before anything really goes further, if that's okay with you guys.
Sure.
It's basically saying to the people who have just called, and I'm not sure who else, like, might be on the show right now that is needing everything that you two spoke and all the things that were, like, brought out in, you know, that really deep burning of whatever it is that's going on with the callers or the listeners. But this is the message, and I wrote it down, and I just want to share it. And it's just basically that your prayers have already been answered, that love from Source is always there to protect you. It's a connection that is such at a deeper level than any kind of word. Feel into that understanding. It's incredible and it's deep. It's right here, right now, through that shaking apart of a reconnection to that perfection that you already are. No more frustration, no more feeling unimportant, no more waiting. Everything right now is ready to happen. Just toss every single feeling that you have upon the source that's inside, and let those doors fly open with all of the creative solutions to come forth and help you become unstuck, to relax, and to make you really understand what it is that it's here to give to you. Everything is really about divine timing. You are perfect. Everything is in perfect order, and everything is happening at that divine speed. Let yourself off that hook and realize that everything is happening for you. You are loved. You are cherished. And all is well.
That's awesome, Christy.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Beautiful.
That's totally awesome. Do you know how you received that message?
It came through like as a channel, you know. I was
mm-hmm.
just listening.
Do you know
and it was,
who
like,
you were channeling?
Source self, my, you know, higher aspect self is usually who I channel.
As you were reading, I was definitely mm-hmm. getting the angel Haniel with you, Haniel. And I was getting her, yes, I was getting her more as a female energy with you.
Mm-hmm.
And she's there, you're moving into a different place in your life. And she's
mm-hmm.
there to help you, support you, and to give you strength and more power.
Wow.
And her message to me right now, to you, is
mm-hmm.
it's time for you to step into your own power. Sometimes you
mm-hmm.
don't like stepping up on a stage or being in control for fear that
mm-hmm.
other people, what they might say or think about that. But she's there to give you the strength and the support and saying it's time for you to take your power back. Does that make sense for you?
It's pretty amazing, really. I've done like a lot of kind of grab my own power back over the last year. And last September, I really had to make a choice between choosing to be loved because somebody would love me for who I had pretend to be, or
right.
loving to be myself. And it came down through family, very special, you know, mom, father kind of thing. And I chose me.
Good.
And through that, I've been like really in an expansive state of being me. And I had that same experience like happen this past week where I, you know, kind of won a ticket and I was at a conference and standing before somebody making like a, I don't know, six-figure income, like $6 million income like yearly or whatever. And they told me magic didn't exist and there was no such thing as a wand. And I was told that in front of, like, at least 3,000 people. And I took a breath back, and I was like, magic does exist, and the wand is my word, and the manifestation is my belief in that magic. And I spoke that back out, and it felt, like, really, like, gorgeous and empowering, and at the same time,
yep.
like, holy shit, I just spoke that. But I
that's
it.
Exactly what I'm getting. You're finally turning a corner. How I like
mm-hmm.
to see it is like I imagine people standing on like a dome kind of light.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but
mm-hmm.
that is your stage and you're allowing that dome light to
mm-hmm.
light up. And
mm-hmm.
it's like, no, this is who I am. I'm here
mm-hmm.
to do good. You don't like it? Leave it. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm going to take me back. Yeah.
Yeah,
and Haniel is definitely with you to help you with that and help you gain more support and more trust and more empowerment for yourself.
Oh, that's beautiful. I'll definitely have to pull in, you know, to some awareness of Haniel. Thank you.
Really, they're showing me a really good exercise. I don't know if you do exercises like with cutting cords or anything.
I do.
Okay. What I'd like to see you do when you cut the cords, place them in a white balloon because
mm-hmm.
you're going to be totally protected. But when you tie up that white balloon before you hand it off to God, Spirit, Source, whoever you hand it
mm-hmm.
off to, I want you to get like a really, really big, thick, heavy red ribbon and tie it
mm-hmm.
securely with that. And so you mm-hmm. toss it up to God and say, okay, I'm done with this. You take these cords because you have the best choice for me, but I'm also taking my power back. And that's what the red ribbon represents.
I love
and then
that.
When you do that, you want to replace it. You always want to have that yin and yang balance going on. So want to replace it with whatever you want, you know, more love, confidence, faith, mm-hmm. trust, understanding, anything like that. So you cut the cords and then you fill it up with good.
Oh, I am so going to do that. That is such a wonderful delivery, Thank you.
You're welcome, hon. I'm sorry, did you have a question?
You know, I just didn't. It was just kind of like a bizarre thing, too. I'm like, Michael, get me in the room. And here we are.
Thank you for those kind words. Chuck, did you have anything to add, dear?
Not really. I felt for 1 minute I was listening to Journey into the Light with Michael. And then all of a sudden, my computer and my headset and everything, it's like I'm hearing Chinese talk or something because
wow.
I don't know what you two were talking about. I have no clue what you were saying. No, I do. It's just not what we normally talk about on the show.
Right.
But it was really in-depth. It was really in-depth, and I do get it. You know, I do a lot of meditation and stuff like that too. So
yeah,
I felt good, and I really feel that the very beginning, your opening statements were really – information for Kevin, and it made me feel like he really is getting stronger, and he's getting a good foundation to really get through this later on, and he will get through it well, but be much stronger and do well with it.
Yes, it's like his shaking and awakening, right? It's like kind of that dark night, right, that drops you into the depths of hell. And then you get to rise above it, that phoenix. And that's what I was completely seeing. It's like, no, friend, no. Hang on. You've got this. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're going to say that Christy needs her own show, she is actually going to be having her own show here on Journey of Light here in the next week. So, yeah. So we're looking forward to that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Well, thanks for calling in, Christy. I know we're at the wrap-up stage, but that was really awesome. Thanks for sharing.
That was beautiful.
Thank
Loved
you.
It.
Yeah, thank you, Christy. Have a great night, hon.
Hey, blessed be to everybody in abundance, right? And just let that, like, whirlpool and, you know, ricochet out there to all beings.
Exactly.
And just so much love. Thank you.
Okay, beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Christy.
Have a great night, honey.
Okay. Good night.
Thank you.
You know, guys, I want to share with you, I was watching Ellen this afternoon, and Ashton Kutcher was on there, and he made a statement that kind of really stuck with me. He doesn't believe that there's bad people out there. He believes everyone is good, but people make bad choices. And I'm like, wow, that's a profound statement.
What do you think of that, Mr. Cobb?
I've just seen too many people in the past. Not only do they make bad choices, but they go through the system and everything. Then they get out and they do it again. They keep doing it. They keep repeating the bad decisions. So I kind of look at that as a bad person. You know, they're doing what
I know.
I wanted to run it by
you guys and see what thought of it.
What I think on that is it's partly right because, you know, babies are born, you know, innocent, pure. I definitely believe that. But they're, you know, a lot of it has to do with their upbringing, you know. That's what I see. When there's exceptions to the rule, thank God. But when people are put in a bad environment, as far as kids grow up, they tend to have the same habits of people around them. You know, if they're into, you know, illegal stuff, they get into illegal stuff. That's kind of what I've seen. I don't know that, but I think they're inherently born innocent. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. So it's so important.
It made me stop to listen. I'm like, oh, wow, that's an interesting statement.
You know, it's so important, you know, when you raise kids, it's just, it's a huge, you know, responsibility. And like what you're doing, Chuck, with your kid, you know, raising it right and everything. And I'm so proud of Nick and Holly. And so I, you know, even with the troubles I had with my family, it's still, I had a pretty good, you know, family. I was, so they weren't into crime or nothing like that. So, as we talked about earlier, you know, AK.
I know, we're going to get in trouble here.
And all that. Grinders.
You know, I don't know whether you guys ever knew this or not, but I was actually worked at the federal prison here in Phoenix for about 4 years.
Oh, wow.
Did you guys know that?
No, what'd you do there?
You know, I think I knew it. Yeah, I did. I remember you telling me
I was an X-ray technician.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you were cuffing them and frisking them and stripping and searching them.
Yeah, so you see that they're not as – you see the good side of them, really, because most of them just want to do their time and get out, which is good.
Well, they were all innocent.
Yeah, I know.
That's true.
I didn't mean to kill that guy. Yeah. I didn't mean to smoke that dope.
Right. What's the common thing, Chuck? No, that's not my dope. I didn't put it there, man. That's not mine. It's like in the trunk. That's not mine.
I like the guy that gave a false name to the cop, and then they ran the information, and there were all these warrants. So they arrested him, and he was given a false name.
Yeah.
He just picked a bad one.
Yeah, or this weekend, this guy they pulled over, he had like, what was it, Chuck, like 24, 25 revokes on his license, and the cop was just counting them.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
25 revocations.
Yeah, revocations. Unbelievable.
And then he asked if he could get a break. He said, can I go?
Oh, man. Hey, Marilyn, you're missing out.
Yeah.
Don't get Marilyn. Pizza and beer. You'll get addicted.
Yeah.
And the whole country is tweeting while it's going on. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that, Chuck. I heard, you know, they had that Kevin, what's his name, on there as co-host this weekend.
I love that guy. Yeah, I know who you mean.
He's great. He's really good. Hopefully they have him on there more. But he was talking about how, you know, South Carolina panhandling is illegal. And so I sent in, actually, a Twitter question, which they didn't ask him, but they were asking him questions. Oh, Kevin Lawrence, yeah, they were asking him questions.
Yeah.
And I sent in a question, you know, why is it illegal for a lot of these people need help? A lot of them are homeless, and, you know, I'm not saying all, but a lot of them are homeless. And anyway, I know, you know, different states and cities do have that law, but I don't agree with it. But anyway. I wish they'd ask them. Why do you think that
all
is,
right,
Chuck?
I'm not sure. I guess in some places they do things that, you know, disrupt the flow of traffic and stuff like that. So
they
kind of vote it out so that they can't be doing that.
Yeah, I hear that. All right. Well, we'll wrap up. And Marilyn, are we seeing you tomorrow? Are you?
We are.
7
okay.
o'clock.
You got it, Chuck.
Be there, Chuck.
I'm going to do my
join
best.
Join us.
Let me call in as a regular caller.
Okay, right, Marilyn. Okay, bye-bye. See you tomorrow.
All right,
Chuck. Bye-bye. Marilyn, Chuck, I got one last word for you. Are you still there?
I'm here.
I was going to say this earlier, you know, the thing about James Von Prague coming. I don't know if you saw my comments on your page. I said, you know, how I'd love to be there, but I needed an airline ticket first. So if you see any of those, in their promotional material, let me know.
I will. I'm sure he'll be coming to the area too. He goes all over the country.
Yeah, I've been looking. He hasn't so far, but you know, we've had, you know, John Edwards here, but I don't feel the same way about that situation. But I'll leave it there. But I know a little on that. But anyway, I'll leave that there. But I would love to see. I've always had such high opinion of James Von Prague, and have you ever heard of Tim Braun? He's a psychic medium.
Yes, I have.
Yeah? Oh.
I have, yes. He's in California, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. And he's the one I was telling you about that was good friends with James and was trained by James. And in my very early years, I had him on a regular basis, on the show. And, man, he was just knocking him out. He was really good. As far as reading mediumship, and you would think you had James right here because the style, the energy, it was just almost matching. So, but anyway,
yeah, I've never seen Tim. I know a little bit about him, and I think he's a school teacher or a professor or something too.
I think
he gave that up to do mediumship. So
yeah, right, he does it full time now. But yeah, he was the one who, he had a brother that was, yeah, we should talk about this sometime, a brother who was schizophrenic and had to be instituted. And he talked about how there was a fine line, you know, he had enough sense of himself where he was this excellent medium, but his brother was just on the other side of that. And yeah. So.
I'm very familiar with someone close to me, same situation going on. And the one person was committed to an insane asylum and they're still there. But, you know, I don't know the degree to what's going on with all that. So, you know, and are they hearing real actual spirits talking or is it themselves creating it? Who knows?
Right. Yeah. You wonder. Yeah. But he actually went. After he had a dream of Mother Teresa, he went to Calcutta, India, and worked with her. Set him on his course. So it just kind of came to me when he said all that. And then, of course, you're friends with another one of my friends from the show, Mark Anthony. You posted something on him, too.
Yeah. He and I will chat once in a while. In fact, he's in Florida, a little bit south of me. You know, when I go through his area, every time I do it, I want to meet him for lunch, but it's never a good timing on our part. So I'll get to hook up with him one day, but we seem to talk about it once a month, maybe every other month.
Oh,
great.
Yeah.
Great guy, though. Great guy. He really is.
Yeah, he comes on the LA show every now and then. He's coming on in June, and he was one of my first guests also. My first 6 months, and he came on a regular basis. On a weekly basis, we would do like 2 or 3 hours. He said, Michael, I love you. He said, but gosh, you know, can we cut back a little? This time, do we have to go 3 hours each time? I mean, yeah. Those were the early days, and now, I mean, you know. 45 minutes, 50 minutes with him. That's like, you know, pushing that because he's so busy, but you know what I mean? So
you have to put it back.
Yeah. So, but he's great, but yeah. So you got a lot of great people around you. All right. Well, we'll see you next week, Chuck. Enjoy the show.
Sounds great. Okay. Looking forward to it.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Take care. You too. Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone.
All right, that's Chuck Bergman, and again, you can check out Chuck's and Marilyn's links that are on the show page. Hope everybody enjoyed the show. Again, they'll be back next week. We're sorry we didn't get to everybody, but hopefully everybody enjoyed the show. So thanks, Bonnie, for all your help, and we'll be back tomorrow afternoon, LA Talk Radio. We're going to have a special guest on, a reporter from the Washington Post. who's been on CNN and a lot of the others. So it's she written some really great articles. So I'm really excited about that. So that's tomorrow, 4 o'clock Eastern. LA Talk Radio, Empowering Your Life, Channel 2 with Jennifer Taylor, my co-host. So really looking forward to that. So everybody, good night, and we'll see you tomorrow.